All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 408. I am your host, GBD, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is rumored to have a built-in headset port, Wombat.
That was clever and related.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'll take it. But now say something funny and clever about Shipwreck.
He also has a headset port.
Woo-hoo!
I mean, you could have gone something port related because sailors go to
any
ports.
Shipwreck in port.
Yeah. Any port in the storm.
Look, if I'm going to have to come up with two funny introductions every week, I don't know if I can handle that kind of pressure.
You know, you have a week to plan
it out.
You're
going to have to double my salary if you're going to get double the introductions.
Done. What is 0 plus 0, Shipwreck?
I am off the clock right now, so I don't have to do math.
Right, you'll have to just Google it.
Where's my calculator?
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I would tell you that we have a good show plan, but it's probably just going to be okay, I'm thinking. But there are some rumors, you know, I haven't actually read. I'm actually looking forward to you guys telling me about the news because I haven't really had a chance to read any of the stuff.
Oh, good. I read some stuff. I think we're in good hands.
Shipwreck will run the show this week.
Beautiful.
Show feedback, Wombat. Go.
Curfinui has to say the Cars in Project Cars is capitalized.
I hate this. Let's move on.
For B Game 2 has to say, yeah.
Go back. I want to hear this. Tell me about this Project Cars again.
It stands for Community Assisted Racing Simulator.
Why do we care though? What's the context?
Because we were making fun of the name.
Oh. I'm still going to make fun of the name.
I don't even remember. Did we make fun of the name?
Yes, we did.
It's a terrible name for a game.
It is a terrible name.
Right.
You can call it an anagram for whatever you want. The box still says Project Cars.
And at the very least, you should add an X at the end, right? If you want to sell.
Carks?
No, Project Cars X. Or you got to make it a little more edgy. Project Cars is not going to get the kids excited.
Gotcha.
Garfield Cart is what they should
How
call.
About Project Cars Project Cars EX? That way, if you look at it quickly, it looks like Project Carsex.
How about just Project Carsex?
That would move boxes. Project Carsex.
We've already solved this problem here.
Yep. Well, my work is done. Where's my hat? B Game 2 has to say, yeah, I have a feeling that the CADcast crew may be surprised by the Project Cars sales numbers. The sim racing community is far larger than I ever realized until recently. Moreover, those gamers spend money like crazy. Check out the prices on Fantac and Thrustmaster ecosystem products. Do you think it's a large community?
No. Not enough that you're going to be like, holy shit, look how much Project Cars sold.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not with that name.
I don't think I'm going to be surprised by how much Project Cars has sold.
Right. I mean, it's not. It's not going to sell that many copies on PC, and it's not going to sell that many copies on console.
The box art is really boring for that game as well.
Is it like a front view of a car, but slightly tilted? With like street underneath it and maybe some water effects on the box.
I remember it had a couple colors on it. That's what I remember. Okay, yeah. There's the box art is predominantly gray with like four stripes of color through it that show a steering wheel, a wheel, a bumper, and I can't even tell what the last thing is. Maybe a grill. I don't know. Maybe another bumper. I think it's another bumper. I don't know.
Two double bumper. I mean that's how you know the game means business.
Project Bargain Bin, I'm thinking. It is a very like generic looking cover. This is the British one I'm looking at actually, so maybe this is the wrong one.
That's what I'm looking at too, but I think it's very similar. I know I saw it in Target and I went, oh.
Is that a game?
Right.
What is that? Is that a coloring book or a game? All right, well, whatever. They're not going to sell that many copies of it. I would be surprised if it sold a lot of copies. You're right. You're absolutely right. Anyway, what else? Anything? No, watch this, bitches. I'm trying to think.
You know, I watched a documentary on Netflix, a Netflix produced documentary.
Which 70s band was it about?
It was about the Grateful Dead. You call them like you see them, I guess. Right. I watched the other one, the Bob Weir documentary that he fully participated in and completely glossed over anything negative that may have happened in his life.
Right. That sounds really fascinating.
It was surprisingly like, and this man has had no problems for the last 50 years. Enjoy his life. But it's okay. They glossed over a bit too much. Like they talked about, you know, his relationship with Jerry and how he felt when Jerry died.
Happy?
They
don't was mention it happy? The fact,
no, it was the opposite of happy.
I can't believe it. How fascinating.
I know. Trust me. It was the only bad thing that's happened to him is that his best friend passed away. Which, you know, it's sad, but...
Right.
You know, but they you know, in the beginning of the documentary, they mentioned how he had an older brother and a younger sister. And his younger sister is in the documentary the whole time. His older brother is only mentioned that one time and never mentioned again. Like, did you just not get along with him? You could just say that.
I hate the Grateful Dead.
It was very weird. I'm not a huge Grateful Dead fan, but I was still interested in, you know, the content of
I think
the
I have a couple of his shirts.
I had a tie. He had good tie. He made good ties. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Jerry Garcia ties. Those were good.
I bought a bunch of those. That I liked. I'll admit that. But the music.
I like his shirts are okay as well.
Okay. Actually,
Back to the Project Cars. Box art.
Sure.
It's even worse than what I pulled up because we were looking at the European version.
Oh.
I put a link into the outline now of the U.S. box art. Does not even have a car on the cover.
Oh.
Just gray with a silhouette of a dude.
Oh, yeah.
And some orange nonsense.
You can't tell that he's a driver. He may be carrying a helmet in his hand, but there's so much lens flare or flea. I don't know what that is. Just color.
I don't know either. Like, that's what I saw at the store. I'm like, well, nobody's going to be buying that.
Oh, I see. It's published by Bandai Namco. I was wondering before the show. I don't even know why I was thinking. Why was I even thinking about this? Oh, I guess because I saw the question on the outline. I was wondering who published this game because there's probably been no marketing for it. I'm imagining, right?
I don't know. Any I mean, TV it could be a great game. It's just
I played it. It was cool. It was like it was very similar to Forza. So it's if you have a PlayStation and you want to play a game that's similar to Forza, there you go. Project Cars, Project Cars X. what else we got? Oh, I had a good thing for Watch This Bitches, actually. Unlike that boring Jerry Garcia thing or whatever.
It was a Bob Weir documentary. It wasn't that it was boring. It just glossed over too much.
Right.
He had a lot of sex. Make shirts?
No.
No, he just kind of played music.
Do you have HBO on it?
I do have the HBO.
So there's a great documentary called Thought Crimes. It's about, do you remember a couple of years ago, there was a New York City police officer who was, he got arrested and convicted for talking about wanting to kidnap and rape and eat and kill women.
Yes. Right,
do you remember that?
I do remember it. Yes, I do.
What was your, do you know like what happened? Do you know anything about it?
I remember hearing about it, but no, I couldn't tell
you. Right. It was a big story. It was like front page of any of mm-hmm. New York.
Cannibal Cop.
Right. Exactly. Cannibal Cop. So it's about this crime. It's very interesting because this guy, I mean, he was in a website where people, this is their fantasy. It's like their sexual fantasy. And this is what they discuss on the forums. Like, oh yeah, man, I would really like to eat that chick. I would like, put some garlic on her. I would chop her up and this stuff. And then this is just like what they would talk about it. And this is basically what this guy would do every night after his wife would go to bed. He would go to these sites and talk about this stuff. And they found out that his wife found out about it. And she read all the posts that he was making And she was scared, and rightfully so, because he talked about eating her too. And she called the cops, and they arrested him, and he was convicted, and he went to jail. So what makes it interesting is he never did anything, and it was pretty clear when you go through everything that this was just like what he was into. Like, some people are into weird stuff, some people are into like feet things, and this guy likes to talk about eating women and kidnapping them and stuff like that. So anyway, it was very interesting and thought-provoking, and also interesting to see how stuff gets portrayed in the media when you don't get the full story. You know, you probably didn't know, you know, the details of that case, Wombat, because you only hear what, like, you know, in the 1 minute news clips on TV. Anyway, very cool. It's called Thought Crimes, and it's an HBO documentary. Mrs. Chibi liked it too.
I bet.
What else we got here? Anything else?
New releases.
New releases. Who's
Shipwreck? You're supposed to be moving this along. Come on.
There's some new releases.
Shipwreck was just erasing his browser history because he was visiting those
right.
websites.
Delete. Portal Pinball came out for Pinball FX 2. We talked about that last week.
It's good. It's very good.
Yeah. Some more Arcade Archives came out, Wombat. I know you enjoyed those last week.
I don't recall Crazy Climber, but I feel like I've played Ninja Kid.
No, you played like Kid Nikki or something, probably.
I don't know.
Ninja Maybe. Kid, I think, was only in Japan.
Was it? I was going to say.
You're thinking of Kid Nikki Radical Ninja, I'm pretty sure. Which was excellent. Which was outstanding game.
There are many games that have Ninja and Kid in the title.
Or some combination. Crazy Climber. Oh, that fucking game. Yeah. Yep. That's a game.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't have a problem with them bringing these weird games out. I don't.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Why is there something wrong with it, Wombat?
I said there's nothing wrong with it. I think they cost too much.
Well, I think that's probably a function of there's like 30 people buying these, and this company is going out and finding these games and probably having to pay something to make them.
Yeah, but you get a lot more people to buy them if it's, I mean, you know, $8 is a lot for when you click on the picture and you see it looks like that. You know, most people are going to be like, $8, and it'll probably be free on with PS Plus in 2 months, you know.
I don't think these games are ever going to go free on... Nothing will make these games go freer faster than me just saying they'll never go free.
Right.
Let's see what else came out. Magicka 2 came out for PlayStation 4. I have not played that.
I don't know what that is.
A little bit of the first Magicka. A little Wizards game.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I've never played one of those games. Are they good?
They're okay.
Okay.
Roundabout came out for PlayStation 4. That's the limo game spinning around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Ultra Street Fighter 4 came out for PS4 as well, but there is like a buttload of issues with that game, I guess. All I see is people on Twitter complaining or making fun of it.
All right.
So, and then for Wii U, the biggest game this week comes out on Friday. It's Splatoon for the Wii U.
Are you getting that?
Mm-mm.
No, just flat out no. Huh?
He's got so many game things converging in his basement right now. I think it's going to be pretty hard for Ship to get excited about Splatoon.
Yeah, the only thing he's going to Splatoon is all over his basement is when it's finished.
What?
I don't know. Splatoon, it sounds dirty.
Right.
I do like that they're called Inklings. The characters are the squid.
No, the characters kids. Look very cute. I'm sure it's a fine game. It's getting decent reviews. I don't have a Wii U to play it on, so I couldn't tell
and
you.
It's not convincing you to buy one?
No, Splatoon I don't think is a console mover, but at least not from my perspective.
You don't trust like Nintendo?
It's a game for people who are already in the console to buy.
Yeah, I think so. I think it, and there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There should be games for people who own the console.
And they can make amiibo. They make amiibos, right? Of all the dudes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Three of them.
It's perfect.
If you can find them.
Nintendo's good at like finding stuff that their fans are going to like and will spend money on. And even, you know, this, and it's going to be fine. Like, it's got good. What was the Metacritic on that?
Last I looked, it was like an 8.5.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's good. But like, how many people are going to be still playing that game in 6 months?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It just seems unlikely. Like, the home.
What was that first person shooter that I played on the Wii? That Sega one. Do we remember what that was called?
Conduit?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I think it'll have a longer lifespan than that game. Remember the hype for that game?
Well, then you did a first-person shooter at that point.
Yeah.
This isn't really a first-person shooter, though. This is a...
A third-person shooter.
Kind of. I mean, it's all about, like, capturing, like, painting the most parts of the map, really, right?
Yeah.
No, I think you're supposed to shoot dudes.
No, I don't think that's the main objective. I think you shoot dudes in...
To stop them
like
from
the
painting.
Process of painting stuff.
All right.
I'm sure it'll do fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll do okay. I just... The main reason I'm not interested... Well, there's... I don't like the art style particularly. It doesn't do anything for me. And then an online multiplayer game on the Wii U is not something I'm looking for.
It doesn't seem like that's their forte.
I read good things about the single player, but, you know... Who knows?
Is it a true single player?
Yeah, it's like 20 levels. It's like platforming and puzzles.
That sounds okay.
Yeah. No, I think the mechanic for, you know, is set up for some good puzzles. But I don't know. I haven't played it. So, you know, don't take my word for it. Read some other reviews or just buy the game. I can't stop you.
You can't?
No. Sure?
You know, you can try.
Can't.
Why are you so lazy?
I'm sure.
If you really worked on it, you could stop somebody.
I could stop. I could like go into a go. I'll just wait around in Best Buy for someone to pick up the box and slap it out of their hands. Yeah. Don't you dare!
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
On the PC, a couple things came out. Audio Surf 2. Did you try that at all, GP?
I have that. I think I did early access on that.
Okay.
I couldn't really figure out what was going on. I think you're skiing on it now or something. It got more complicated. But that's, have you ever played those games before?
I played a little bit of the first one, yeah.
It's cool. Like, it scans, it takes all the music off your computer and it builds courses. And then you drive on them with your little Tron-looking guy. And it's cool. It's pretty trippy. I liked it. I'm sure the second one is good, too.
Something I want to try is Cat Lateral Damage. Have you guys seen this game?
No.
It's a first-person cat simulator.
Oh.
And the videos I've seen are of just like cats climbing up onto shelves and then knocking everything off onto the floor.
Isn't that what your house is like?
Pretty much, but that...
Okay.
But now you can do it.
That seems like a pretty good idea for a game.
It does.
I liked A Dog's Life. That was what, PlayStation 2?
Yeah, this seems better.
Oh, yeah, look at that. People like it. Very positive. Oh, now you can cat, it says. Yep. Oh, the graphics are kind of...
Yeah, the graphics are not the best.
No.
Stylized, I would say.
I wouldn't even say that. That's very generous. I would say that they're graphics. The game has graphics.
There you go.
It vaguely looks like a cat arm.
I haven't even seen the cat, so I don't even know.
But you are the cat.
Right. So, yeah. Well, anyway, what else?
I don't know. There's so much stuff on PC that...
Let me see. I'm looking really quick.
The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 3 came out.
The first one was good, and did they get 3 out quickly.
I was saying, did you even play 2? I remember you playing the first one.
It came out so quickly. But it was good. I mean, they're able to make these Diablo clones, and they're all pretty good. The Path of Exile and this Van Helsing game. I mean, they're for $15. They're pretty fucking good. Path of Exile is free, so they're surprisingly good. You don't really need to pay for these types of games anymore, or pay a lot.
Have you tried the Marvel one?
I tried it when it came out first.
You should try it again.
I got you know.
I know they like did updates. I can't play it, but I can, you know, vicariously hear about it through you.
I'm still trying to play Witcher.
Yeah.
Keeps crashing.
That's not my problem. I did a mission that I'm way not, that I'm under leveled for, but I made it to the boss and I'm kind of trapped.
Now you can't do shit against the boss. You can't even get his health.
And I can't leave the room.
Perfect. So how is your save before that?
I don't know if I have a
perfect.
Save.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Are
you not
I'm in the mission.
Saves?
I'm in the mission. Yeah, I have like three. I'll have to see where my last one is before that, but I'm in the mission where you're in the dungeon thing. I don't want to like, not that I'm
probably
spoiling
not
it
there yet because I just wander off in directions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was doing the story mission. It's really like the first main story mission after you meet the Emperor for the first time.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
I
you go to that
I
second
haven't progressed
town.
The story beyond that point.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's that mission, and you're, like, in this dungeon, and I made it up to the final boss, but once you get in, like, you literally teleport into the dungeon just to start the mission, so there's no getting out of it once you're in there, and I'm in there, and I made it to the end, but now I can't, you know, now I'm having difficulty with the boss.
And thus ends the tale of the Witcher.
It's pretty funny. I'm like, well, I mean, I'll give it another shot. But I tried it like four times last night and just
died. You even get his health down?
Yeah, I actually once got his health down almost down to nothing.
Oh, okay. You'll
get and then he gets himself into a shield with a big ball and regenerates all his health.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, you got to be fucking me, you stupid douche face.
Is his level a lot above yours?
It's funny. I don't think he has the little skull next to him. But, you know, I know what that's all about.
Killed a few of those dudes. How come did you not get experience for killing just like random bad guys?
I did. You I do. Mean, I'm almost level four and it's a recommended level five mission.
Yeah, you're level slow, huh?
Yeah.
I'm level five, but
I didn't really wander enough is really what I guess I did wrong. I just kind of was, you know, just going about the game, going from mission to mission and doing things that, you know, I did a lot of stuff in that first town. You know, I did the well thing. I even made the potion to give to the sick girl. I did all sorts of, you know, not story stuff. But yeah, I was leveling very slowly.
I like it.
I like it very much.
Except when it crashes.
I like it too. It's not a question of like or dislike. It's a question of I need to get past this stupid point that I'm stuck.
I'm even like figuring out the combat. Like even the combat is getting to be enjoyable, except when the game crashes. But it looks good. When it crashes, man, it looks awesome. I'll tell you.
I wish, and I'm sure on the PC there's a very easy way to do it, but like a way to switch your magic spells faster.
I was thinking about that, but there's not really a reason to switch them faster because you have to wait
for
it to
is.
Recharge.
Well, yeah, but you know, I would still like to do, I don't know, just an easier way. Even if it was just switching between the last two you used, like what game does that? There are games that do that with weapons where if you push the Y button, it just switches between the last two you had. You know, where, you know, I'd like to switch between, say, shield and trap or shield and fire relatively quickly. Because the fire one regenerates pretty fast. So you turn on your shield, switch to fire, and then quickly you could use that fireball while you have the shield on. That would be useful. Or drop a trap and then put your shield on when the creature's in the trap. And then you can hit him and at least take one or two hits before. I don't know. Seems like it's something that's missing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's only so many buttons on the controller.
I don't even know if you can do it. I just use the controller.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure there's like if you push two or three, it would probably
switch
over. Yeah.
But I don't have that problem.
Well, I do.
I have the problem I'm afraid to do all the missions because my guy's like level three and all the missions say 7, 9.
I ran away from like a bear or something that I just happened to cross in the forest that was like an 8.
Yeah, but you can kill some. I mean, but if it's just like one
guy. Yeah. I just turned and ran.
I mean, the thing is with the mission that I'm doing now, I made it to the end. So, and there was like a mini boss in between that I'm like, nope, there's no way I'm getting past this, and I got that. So,
I shouldn't be afraid.
Don't be so afraid, but again, I haven't, you know, I also suck at games, right. So it could be as much me as it is the game. Maybe I just need to give it another shot. And I will.
I pissed my pants. Was I too afraid?
Yes.
Shit, okay.
Are you not like going around and closing monster nests or anything?
I don't think so.
You mean
so.
Like the points of power? Is that what that is?
Well, there's points of powers as well, but there's monster nests that you go and drop bombs in.
I don't even have, well, I don't have any
I don't know about these things. I don't know how to make bombs.
I know. I didn't craft bombs yet, but I know you could use fire to close a monster's nest. Mm. You can use the...
No, you can't.
The axe. I did. Tell me.
You didn't even know what a monster nest was before I just brought
it. I did it in the cave. There were, in the one that I was in. It's when I had the tutorial on monster nest. You know, you just asked me if I was doing all of them, and I said no.
Instructions on the screen said that you had to use a bomb, so I'd be surprised.
I know, and I didn't have any bombs, and I'm like, well, I'll try everything else right. I have.
Shipwreck, you just shut down your monster cave.
And fire works. I don't know. Maybe it worked on that specific one, or maybe it works if you don't have bombs. I don't know. You could try it. Tell me if it works.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do in that game. I think you should try doing some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am trying.
No, I know you are. I'm talking to Wombat. Seems like he's trying to go too mainline to enjoy it.
Maybe. I mean, it could be me. Maybe I'm just sticking too close to the rails.
Don't you just walk around and enjoy the sunset and the sunrise?
No, I don't do that in real life.
Well,
have you even gone and gotten any of the ability points that are just out at the points of power?
No, and I didn't even know about that. You know who told me about that today? My boss.
Wow.
He's like, hey, have you gotten, did you get all the ability points in the first round? I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Did
you slap him in the face and say, what did you just say to me?
Well, he's in LA, so I couldn't. Oh. But yeah. But even he told me about it and was like, you're missing out. I'm like, thanks. But I'm trapped in this stupid dungeon. Like, well, I'm like, because it was funny. I was playing this and I'm like, well, I'll do this, the first story mission of this new town, and then I'll probably wander off for a bit. That was my thought process to kind of just, you know, see what the town's all about and probably. And I thought it'd be like the first town where by doing the first mission on the way, I picked up a whole bunch of other missions, but it teleported me to a dungeon. And I'm like, well, now I'm not even in that town. So
duty calls.
Yeah. I kind of got screwed. Boo.
I like it. I think it's, let's see. I'd be very curious to see how far I can actually get through it before, if my interest wanes.
I give you one more week.
Depends how much it's going to be crashing on me.
I'm going to say that there is a 15% chance that you play this game after E3.
How are the loading times on the console?
Kind of long.
Fine.
They're kind of long.
Yeah.
Just like the initial ones.
By accident, I installed it on my SSD drive, and it loads pretty fast.
Well, how do you do, by accident? You mean
I have two hard drives on my PC.
Okay, so I mean, but why wouldn't you?
Because it's smaller.
It's smaller.
You use your SSD for like the operating system and stuff.
Yeah, I have a pretty decent size one, but I just typically don't put games on there. But I got this game for free with the graphics card, and they only give you a code for the good old games platform. You know, the good old games just came out with a platform. Like their own Steam called Galaxy. And so, and I believe that the company that makes The Witcher owns Good Old Games. So anyway, now I have Galaxy on my computer. Hooray. It seems fine, by the way, if you're wondering. Anything else? Are we still doing new releases? No, because we're talking about The Witcher.
No, we're talking about The Witcher. We're just talking about stuff.
We're just talking about stuff. All right, how about an ad?
Okay.
From our good friends at Newegg.
Nice to see them come back.
Yes, of course. They'll be back in the future, Wombat.
That's awesome.
Because they like us and we like Newegg. Newegg is the leading tech-focused retailer in the United States with great deals every day on its entire catalog of more than 10 million products. 25 million registered users rely on Newegg for its huge selection of products at great prices.
Huge selection.
Yeah, that's what she said. What? That doesn't even make any sense. Yeah, everybody loves Newegg. It's a great resource if you're going to buy stuff, if you're going to buy parts for your PC or whatever. There's a lot of good reviews, and they go into pretty big detail about you know, parts and products and stuff like that. So it's always good to check that out anyway. And Wombat, did you know that your dream machine is waiting for you right now at Newegg?
I did not know that.
I want to see what your dream machine is right here. Is it a Surface 3?
I do like the Surface 3, but...
it may not be your dream machine.
I was going to say, but I don't think that's my dream machine, no.
Because they have some promotions
here. I think it's
here. Cool. Right. I think that,
that's
too cheap to be a dream machine for somebody.
I like the Alienwares.
That might be that. See, that 15.6-inch Alienware laptop might be your dream machine.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah, that would be cool. I'd take it.
You can get 6% off.
Look at that. 6% off, $1,600.
If you go to Newegg.com, they have your dream machine awaits thing on the front page. You can click on that and see all their promotions. So thank you, Newegg. Go to Newegg.com.
Oh, there's another one with a touchscreen for $1,900.
Which one is that? Is that the Pro?
That is Surface 3 the Pro. Alienware gaming laptop Intel Core.
It's a 4K touchscreen.
4K touchscreen.
What? Oh, wow. That must be heavy.
it's a gaming laptop.
But you can't see, like, if you have an laptop like that, you're not, like, you can't just, like, take that with you and say, like,
no,
I'm going to game without plugging it into the wall and stuff. That's for a house.
Yeah, that would sit on the desk.
Yeah.
Great. I look forward to it arriving in the mail.
I wonder if you could watch Netflix in 4K on that.
I don't know.
Anyway, thank you, Newegg. Newegg.com. What else we got here, dude? Multiplatforming?
In general?
Yeah.
PS Plus games were announced for June. Lots of stuff.
What we got?
We got... wait one second. It's redirecting me.
We have Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, which is the big one.
Yes, that is the big one.
Finally, the free demo.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, though, because I almost bought it for when it was $10. Now I'm kind of glad I waited.
Kind of?
Well, he wasn't excited about it that much to begin with, I think.
Yeah, it's like, oh, $10. I heard this was okay. But I heard it gets kind of creepy towards the end, like a little inappropriate.
Is that a little rapey?
Yeah, that's the word.
This is the one where the woman who dresses in underwear was raped by a bomb. That's this game, right?
Is that what happens?
I'm pretty sure they put a bomb inside of her.
We'll find out next week.
Via her vagina.
Skulls of the Shogun.
Can I ask you a question? If you, yes. I mean, I don't know because I really don't know the background, but if you're a woman, Wombat, okay?
Oh, I've been called that before.
You were raped by a bomb. Somebody put a bomb between your legs, okay?
Okay, and like inside
your vagina, like into you, right? Wouldn't you wear a lot of clothing after that? Because it would make it harder in the future for people to put bombs inside of you. I feel like by wearing underwear, you're just...
Now you're victim blaming.
Oh, yeah. Is that what I'm doing? I don't know. I was trying to keep the bombs out. I would do whatever it takes to keep the bombs out. That's all I'm
saying. I'm just saying you can't blame the woman for the bombs.
I'm not saying that by, you know, wearing provocative clothing, you're inviting bombs, right? I mean, you should have the right to wear whatever you want. But if I was traumatized by a bomb, I think that I would choose to just dress a little more conservatively.
Well, that's a conversation for you to have with your mental health professional.
I'm glad I don't have any daughters. So we're not going to have this conversation.
I'm going to have this conversation?
According to Chibi, yes.
I think that's in a lot of parenting books. You really have to talk about this.
Oh, so yeah, Skulls of the Shogun came out, or is part of that.
I played that on what, the 360? 360? Yeah. Yeah, it's a good game.
It is fun, very fun.
Super Exploding Zoo?
I don't know that.
I think that's a new game.
All right.
Is it like a tower type, tower sim kind of game?
It looks like Pixel Junk Monsters.
Yeah, it looks cute, though. I mean, again, it's PS Plus. I have PS Plus. I'm going to give it a shot.
It looks like it.
The same thing with Future EP Deluxe, which also seems like it could be fun. And both Super Exploding Zoo and Futuridium are available for the Vita as well as the PS4, which is kind of cool.
Futuridium looks like Rez.
Yeah.
They also have Call of Juarez Gunslinger, which is only for PS3. Great game, though. Yeah. Fantastic.
And Cloudberry Kingdom, which is also on the PS3.
That's pretty good as well.
There you go.
Cool.
So that's a good amount of stuff. I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 PS4 games, 2 Vita games, 2 PS3 games. It's just a good chunk.
It's nice seeing more PlayStation 4 stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of PlayStation 4 stuff, and although Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes is basically an extended demo, it is not an indie game.
Right.
It's not an indie game.
It might be. So.
That's true. They are delisted from the stock exchange now or whatever. But,
now it qualifies.
So, yeah. Interesting.
What else we got here?
Let's see. We got... Do we want to talk... Well, on the flip side of that is Games for Gold was announced for June.
Quite the flip side.
Quite the flip side. So that's got 2 games for the Xbox One. One of them being Pool FX. If you haven't downloaded that yet, you get one more month to give that a shot. I tried playing that, and it was boring as hell, but that's just me. That's one man's opinion.
They need ping pong on here.
Yeah, exactly. Ping pong video game, pretty good. They only made one of those.
The Rockstar one. It was great.
Yeah, it was good. And Massive Chalice, which was a Kickstarter-funded game. And is now a free game when it is premieres. I guess it comes out on Tuesday. Premieres on Tuesday. It comes out on Tuesday, and it'll come out for free on the Xbox One.
That's the Double Fine game.
That is a Double Fine game. It's a real time strategy game. It looks similar in gameplay to XCOM.
Never even heard of this. How did I never even hear of this?
I didn't either. But I watched a little bit of video of it today just to see what it was. It looks a little like XCOM to me, but with a fantasy type setting as opposed to that future-y type setting. So I'll give that a shot too. Again, it's there. I'm going to download it. It could be very good. I like real-time strategy games.
Go for it.
Exactly. The only thing that does kind of bother me a little bit is the 360 games that are coming out. One is Just Cause 2, which has been around for a while, but that's a really good game and a good time to put that out as, you know, as hype is building up for Just Cause 3. It makes sense. And the other one is Thief, which they made for the Xbox One. So, you know, really? You couldn't make the deal for both consoles?
You don't want
it. It's not selling on either anymore. I'm just saying it would have been nice if one of the games on the Xbox One was either not a game that's been on there for 3 months or something that isn't an independent or Kickstarter funded game. I like indie games as much as the next guy.
No, you don't.
Okay, maybe a little less. But it would be nice to see, you know, a bigger game, a studio produced title up there for free.
Okay.
Pseudo free.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Since the last show, I my white Xbox One Halo Edition came.
Is it pretty?
It's, yeah, sure.
Have you opened the box yet?
No, I have not opened the box. I'm not going to open the box until after E3 when I'm sure that nothing is going to come out that makes me want to return this.
Other than the updated controller.
What?
The updated controller, what, you haven't heard? The bird is the word. So they're coming out with an updated controller, apparently. That's the rumor. The rumor in the mill is that there's going to be a new Xbox One controller with a built-in headset jack. So you won't need the headset adapter anymore. Which is kind of a, you know, at this point seems like a no-brainer because every other console has one.
That's why they were so, the other ones were so cheap on Amazon like 2 weeks ago when I just bought two of them.
That would probably explain that. But if you have a headset adapter, I mean, that one headset adapter will work on every one of your controllers at least.
Does this thing output surround sound? Is there still any hope for surround sound on these fucking things?
Didn't they release a surround sound headset, the Turtle Beaches, a wireless one?
Did they? I don't know.
I think so.
I think I can just use my old one somehow. If you just output the digital audio out, it doesn't care. As long as, I guess if you want chat, then it becomes a problem.
I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
I don't care about chat. Who am I chatting with?
Me.
We don't play anything.
No, we don't play anything together anymore.
No. Maybe soon, though. Maybe laser tag.
There you go.
I'm thinking about laser tag.
Laser tag.
Have you been to that place? At Qzar?
The last time I was at Qzar on Long Island, I was probably 14 years old.
Oh, I didn't realize it's been there so long.
Yeah, it's been there for a real, but I was going to say, but it has been there for a very long time, so they must be doing something right.
Good. Good. Yeah. Unlike the Toys R Us in Times Square and FAO Schwartz.
Yeah, both getting the... You know what the problem is with the Toys R Us? Actually, it's the Toys R Us here on Long Island and the Toys R Us in Times Square. I went to go buy birthday gifts for my son, whose birthday is on Monday. And we were in Toys R Us, my wife and I, getting actually the gifts from grandparents to give to him. And we found this really cool bike. And it wasn't too expensive. And I put it in a cart and I said, you know what? Let me just check to see how much it costs on the Toys R Us website.
Mm-hmm.
It was $15 cheaper on the Toys R Us website than it was in the store.
Okay.
And I forgot what the other thing we grabbed was, but that was $7 cheaper on the website than it was in the actual store.
That seems so unusual because usually the website sucks there.
So I go and I showed it to the woman behind the counter and I got my $20 off or whatever it was. But it was just kind of, it's frustrating that, and the same thing happened again in the Times Square store. I went to get like a couple of little things that go with the smaller gift. And it was like $3 off by just looking for it online.
Right.
So I can't go into Toys R Us now without having their website open on my phone and double checking everything. And then without fail, I have to, have the guy at the register check it. Sometimes I have to call a manager just so I can say, saving $20 is a pretty decent savings, but it's more work than I want to put into going into a retail store, to be perfectly honest.
I have a fantastic idea for a reality show. It's Wombat going to Toys R Us. Every week, it's just he goes to Toys R Us, and it's just like, oh, look at this thing. I got to check now. I don't know if it's going to be cheaper or not. I could have just checked at home before I even left, but no, I just went to the store, and I'm going to check now.
If they had in-store pickup on their website, it wouldn't be such an issue, and they say that they do.
But they never have it, right?
But they never say, yeah. They always say that item isn't in stock in that store. Like, I'll literally be looking at the item. I'll be holding it in my hand, and my phone will say not available for in-store pickup.
And the Toys R Us store in Times Square kind of sucks anyway.
Well, put it simply, there's a reason why those stores keep closing.
Well, the real...
That one's closing too? The Toys R Us is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's it closing?
Next year.
Okay, good.
Their lease is up.
You'll get to go in August. You'll get to go.
It's not that exciting.
I've been before, but I mean, my daughter will enjoy it.
She will.
Does she like Dirty Elmo? Slightly off Spider-Man?
She loves both of these things.
Excellent.
She likes Melmo and Miter-Man. If those are both there, she will be very excited about them.
Yes. Don't take any pictures with them because they'll ask for money.
Right.
In Spanish.
I know. I know. Yeah. Speaking about asking for money, Nintendo, what are you doing?
So you're getting all them Amiibos tomorrow?
Oh my God, what is going on?
Are you so getting wave four
of the Amiibo come out the day after we're recording this on Friday. So right before, a couple hours before we were recording this show, Amazon puts out their plan for how they are handling this wave four of Amiibo. And the way they are doing it is, since they have such limited quantities of these, is that each separate Amiibo gets a half hour time slot throughout the afternoon on Friday, which they're going to randomly between 2 and 2:30, for example, randomly somewhere in there, the Pac-Man Amiibo is going to go up on the site on Amazon so that you can buy it. And they're going to be gone in like seconds.
So all they're telling you is they're giving you a half an hour window when the figures will come online?
Yes.
And so you just keep hitting refresh for the half an hour?
So if you want the entire set, you're hitting refresh from 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 6:30 p.m. So 4.5 hours to get these Amiibo.
Why is it still? Oh, because we found out that they weren't able to adjust the production until April, right? So it's not going to kick in till Christmas time, the uptick in supply? Or is it never going to because they don't know what they're doing?
It's probably a little from column A, a little from column B.
It's literally easier to buy illegal drugs than it is to buy these fucking Amiibos. How is that a thing that's happening?
I don't know. Are people using the Amiibos though?
Some are.
Okay. I don't know. Like, have they gotten to the point where they're so rare and scarce that people won't take them out of the package?
Oh, yes.
Or is it? Yeah. Okay. So you keep them. Do you keep yours sealed?
I have a couple that I haven't opened yet. Most of mine are open. I would open the ones that I get just because I'm going to put them on a shelf just to look at. But it's a bad investment for me to open these things up. Like it's a thought process when I'm opening one of these up.
But don't you think eventually they're just going to make enough of all of them? Why would they not do that?
Because it's Nintendo.
But that's like the most, I don't claim to be a business genius, but it seems to me that that's what you would do. Is it that hard to do that? I mean,
you would think that, but then you look and you see Nintendo games are the same way. Like if you want to go buy Ocarina of Time for 3DS, that's an $80 game now.
I don't understand.
Nintendo doesn't make it. If you want to buy,
couldn't you just get Ocarina of Time digitally though?
Yes, but if you want the physical version of it, $80.
Okay, but if I wanted to just play Ocarina of Time on my 3DS, I could just download it.
No. They ran out of downloads.
Right, yeah. They probably did.
I want to make sure. I'm like, well, I don't have to spend $80. I could just get an SD card and put it on there.
Nope, ran out of bandwidth. If you can't figure out how to get more bandwidth.
Okay, it makes me feel a little bit better.
It takes 6 months for them to adjust the bandwidth.
You can download it, but only in an hour time period during the middle of the day. You have 1 hour to download it.
Very strange.
On a Tuesday. Okay. Yeah, it's just so frustrating. Somebody sent me a picture of like a sign that a GameStop had posted on their window. Showing how many of each Amiibo
I saw that.
They had gotten.
Two.
Yeah, two, one, one, two. Like, and it just said, like, first come, first served. It's like one guy is going to walk into that GameStop and buy one of each, and they're all gone.
It's... I'm speechless, really. I don't understand it. Maybe somebody can explain it. We have some friends who actually know things. They got to explain why this is still happening.
I mean, It's Nintendo. If they need, they can spend money and get to the front of the line on manufacturing. That's how these things work. I work with enough like major companies to know that, hey, if you're a big company and you say, hey, we need this done or we're pulling our business from you, or hey, we need this done and here's some more money to get it done
right
in this time frame.
Yeah.
It happens.
Right. They find a way to hire more 14-year-old Chinese girls and they may get it done.
Did you see that also a truck of Amiibo was stolen in the UK?
No.
Yes. A full truck that was on its way, the retailer Game, which is like the big game retailer over there, they had to let their customers know that they were not going to be able to fulfill all their orders because a truck of Splatoon and Splatoon Amiibo was stolen.
Was that just a coincidence? That they happen to be Amiibos in there? I mean, they're not that valuable.
I don't know.
They're still fucking toys. I mean,
right. Yeah, I'm guessing funny. That was just a coincidence. Yeah. But
funny.
I want to know what those guys are doing once they open up the truck. And
eBay? I mean, they can't go on eBay. I mean, I guess they can. Just go slowly.
Right. Just want to slow play that one.
You're selling them on the black market.
Shit. That's the only way to get Amiibo, though, is on the black market.
Yeah.
Something Nintendo did right, though. They had a Nintendo Humble Bundle, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
It was the indie games, right?
Yeah, Humble Nindie Bundle is what they were calling it.
There's no actual Nintendo games on there.
No, but I games that
it's
work
got Wii
on
U games, baby steps, 3DS baby games, steps. And 6 games for $10 is still a pretty good deal.
Cool. With more games coming.
Yeah.
I bid on it. I had most of the games already. Like, it's Guacamelee and Ollie Ollie and Whoa Dave, Stealth Inc. 2. Steam
How is
World
Whoa Dave? Is that any good?
I have not played it. It was one of the PlayStation Plus games or something.
You don't
right?
play these bundle games. You just buy them.
Sorry, I forgot how it works.
Yeah, that's... I'm
trying to remember if I grabbed Whoa Dave or not. I may have missed that one.
Sad. Well, you could get it now. You have a 3DS.
I do.
You could pay what you want for that one.
That's why I was at. That's why I was asking. It was like one of the two 3DS games. Didn't seem worth it to me to get it, but you know, hold on to those codes in case I ever get a Wii U.
dare to dream.
Yeah, I mean, you get enough 3DS games there too, though. I mean, there's 5 3DS games in the bundle. I just think it's nice. Like, I wanted to throw $10 at it just to say, hey, I want more of this. And
right, people
this. I agree. I agree with that line of thought.
I mean, there's no reason that this couldn't happen on PS4 and Xbox One.
Yep.
Codes for those games.
I would see PS4 before I'd see Xbox One, but yes.
What else we got here in Nintendo? This guy wrote in, I don't know if it's the same guy. It must be the same guy on Twitter. But he said, the guy on the Player One podcast doesn't know why Microsoft and Sony don't do a digital press conference like Nintendo. Can you explain to him that Nint equals zero? What does he mean? Do you know? And was anybody hitting you on your Twitter about this?
Mm-mm.
What does he mean? What is a digital press? They're just not doing an actual press conference, Nintendo. Why would Microsoft and Sony do a separate digital one? If they're doing,
I think they're saying,
one?
I don't know. Are they saying instead of doing?
Oh, why do they invite? Why do they spend the money to do it? Yeah, because they're now. It seems like they're weak if they stop doing it. But it's probably a waste of time.
I don't know. There's something about.
It's fun.
An event. It gets covered more, I would think.
I guess. But so very rarely do they have stuff that's actually newsworthy these days.
Well, yeah, but it still gets covered in like the major sites.
Okay.
Not video
game
sites.
I'm having like drama in the background.
Oh,
here.
No. What kind of drama?
I don't know. Something about children.
Drama with your mama?
Yes. Drama with my mama. Not that this talk isn't incredibly exciting. But I think I'm going to have to call it a night.
You better go kick some ass.
Yeah. I will talk to everyone later and bread's done.
Kick ass.
Yes. Bye.
Shit. Damn, Wombat. Shit.
Time to talk about PC stuff anyways.
Yeah. Good. Finally got rid of that loser. Sports Craze writes in the Cheapy D's wide world of PC, PC, PC. Do you use a sound card or do you just use onboard in your PCs? If so, which? I don't have a separate sound card, but I'm thinking about getting one because I can't, with onboard, apparently, you cannot output surround sound over the digital optical out. You need to have a separate sound card. There is some weird hack you can do, but it's, I don't know, it looked pretty sketchy and risky. Like, I don't know. You're playing with
all my audio just goes out through my HDMI cable, though.
Right. So the problem that I have is I have to run that right into my TV. And as soon as I put it into my TV, I lose the surround sound.
It won't, oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It won't pass through the Dolby Digital. And if I'm running the 4K, there's just no way to do it. I can't. My receiver does not support 4K. I tried. It's too old.
Mine doesn't either. Well, mine's going to be brand new. Well, does mine? Mine might. It doesn't do 4K at 60 frames per second, maybe.
Okay. Well, whatever. That's not so bad, but because most graphics cards aren't going to be able to do that either, more than 30 frames per second. But anyway, so I'm thinking about getting a sound card now because I don't know. I notice the difference, but I do have that Turtle Beach jobby that does the virtual surround sound, and I find that if I plug the optical out into that thing, it sounded pretty good.
I'm getting pretty excited about what mine's going to sound like. That's the one thing I couldn't test before we like had everything installed because all of my speakers they go in the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
They're all in ceiling speakers.
Interesting. Is that a popular configuration? Do a lot of people do that these days?
Some people do.
Interesting.
It was enough of like, I could find setups for it online when I just Googled.
Okay.
To figure out where to put the speakers and everything.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to, hopefully that works well because there's not really much going back on that.
Oh, right. You've committed at this point. And do you buy a subwoofer also for that?
I have two subwoofers. Yeah.
Two. Okay. Interesting.
I got the 7.2 setup going.
I don't know that I've ever, like when you go to a movie theater, it's not coming out of the ceiling ever. It's always on the side and the front. So yeah, I wonder what it sounds like coming out of the ceiling. Did you go somewhere to listen to it first?
No, but I read enough to where you can point the speakers.
Oh,
like inside you can so you can direct the sound.
Oh, so. Is it like hanging a picture where like someone's got to sit there and you're like to the left?
Oh, I'm not that big of an audiophile that it's going to bother me. I figure if I turn it up loud enough, it'll be fine.
Right, good.
I also bought a $65 Artisan Dreamcast VGA cable box thing.
What does that do?
It gives me the best possible output from the Dreamcast.
Wow. It's going to be pretty nuts down there.
It's a little insane, yes.
You need to get some people to live down there, and then you could run like a reality show. That's an even better idea than Wombat going to Toys R Us. You just call it like Shipwreck's Basement. You get some like three guys living down there, and you just film it. And then like, people have to pay to watch. And I don't know. Actually, it sounds pretty boring. But maybe you release some rodents against that. I don't know. That's not going to be.
I don't know if I'm up for releasing rodents.
Yeah, you just built a new room. I don't think you want to put rodents in there. Mm.
Yeah.
We may have to think of some sort of twist. How about if they lose the games, they get electrocuted? They get punished if they don't perform well.
I don't have a torture room currently down there. So
it's a dungeon. Yes. Somebody actually wrote in on Twitter. Who is this? Al. He wrote, since Shipwreck is building his gaming dungeon, will you be looking into this Kickstarter? But yeah, that could be a gaming dungeon for you. Have you seen this thing? I put it, let me see. It's I'm going to give you this link. So the guys who make Retro Magazine, you know our friends at Retro Magazine?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hold on here. I'm giving you this link here.
I'm on the Facebook page.
Oh, you found it. Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So I don't quite understand. They're making a console.
Oh yeah, this is the one where they got the Jaguar dies.
The what? Say that word again.
Dies.
No. The animal.
Jaguar.
Yeah, that's better.
What am I saying? Jaguar.
Yeah. Jaguar, like it's like a cord coming out of it.
Jaguar.
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 No, there's no wire in it. Well, there is a wire, I'm sure, to plug it in, but in the name, there's no wire.
So yeah, they got the
thing,
the dyes that make the, like, I don't know, the
actual system,
part of the system. Yeah,
the shell,
the casing for the system.
Right.
So what are they making with that?
So it's going to take cartridges. They also got the dye for the cartridges.
Okay.
So they're going to, I mean, from what my understanding is, they're going to be putting, and this is going to be a Kickstarter coming this summer. They're going to be putting like the new, like the new retro style games that have been coming out lately on iOS and on consoles.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's going to run those, but on cartridges. So for people who like to have box art and cartridges, this is for them, I think. If I'm understanding it correctly.
It's pretty far out there.
It's really far out there.
Huh.
It's pretty interesting.
It is interesting. I wish them luck with that. I will have to read up more on it to see exactly what it does. I saw did the Shield come out now? The new NVIDIA Shield?
I believe it did. I believe it did.
It seemed like it was getting okay reviews for what it is.
Yeah, some people wrote in about it, actually. I am Team C wants to know what we think about it. I don't know. $200, and what are you doing? You're downloading? Are you streaming the games? I don't even know what this thing is doing.
You can either... Well, it plays Android games.
Okay, right? Well, I don't care about that. Nobody cares about that.
Some Android games, and then it also does the streaming from your PC type stuff that the Shield does.
Okay, fine.
But then I also think it does have a streaming service as well.
Oh, so you're not actually... Oh, okay. Well, they have that grid thing, but that's right. Not going to be a reality for a lot of people. I see. Okay. So if you want to play the games at really high settings, then you have to be streaming them through the grid service because it's just not enough juice in there. But then you got to worry about all the network issues that you might have. I don't know. I would have to try it to see what it's really like. But I see that they're touting that they can do 4K Netflix.
I'm sure this thing will be at E3, so maybe we'll check it out there.
Definitely. What else we got here? Where are we now? Are we in the CAG bag? Did I just
talking about PC. There was question about your dual GTX 980s.
Oh yeah. Edward 351 writes, you discuss your upgrade to the 980s and SLI. You did this to get good frame rates at 1440p resolution. Is that correct? I am doing a 980 SLI setup as well, but I'm wondering what monitor you are using for this. I want to know if you're considering a move to 4K or if you're trying to hit high refresh rates, 90 hertz plus at 1440p. I have bad news for you, Edward. I got the 60 hertz rates. I'm using the Dell U2711s. I have two of them, but I just run them on one screen. With two of those, I don't think you're going to be getting 90 frames per second unless you turn down some of the settings. I mean, I know you're not. There's just not enough juice in these cards yet. When you bump it up above 1080p, it's a big strain on these cards. And 4K, I mean, it's huge. It's a huge fucking strain. You're at 4K. I don't really consider even getting a 4K monitor because I know I'm going to be getting 30 frames per second max and I'll probably be turning down. It's not that bad actually, but I don't know. I don't think I would upgrade the monitor at this point. I'm pretty happy with, I think 1440p is a good place to be for the, price and performance and the, if you like a high frame rate. It's just too hard to get at 4K. Did I answer his question, Chip? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it all sucks.
It doesn't all suck, but you wind up just, you don't even play the games when you get a setup like this. What you do is you're like, you just play with all the graphic settings for a half an hour, and then you're like, yeah, it looks pretty good. Time to go to bed. I don't know. It's just, I do it all the time. And it's just, you know, with GTA, I'm sure I've spent like at least a couple hours just fucking with the settings. What else we got here? Let's go to the CAG bag, right? Are we in the CAG bag for real now? Okay. We'll do a couple of these. It's getting hot in here. Get at Ghetto Sith Lord asks, what's your opinion on Twitch banning Hatred from being streamed on their channel? Well, they're banning all adult-only rated games, but I'm assuming this is a direct response to, I guess Hatred is coming out soon.
Hatred is, I think it's...
Or is it out?
It's either out or, yeah.
Early access.
Very early access or something, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, it's a big business and they're covering their ass, right? AO is sort of like the black, is not sort of, it is the black sheep of the gaming industry. They don't make AO games, like, not that go to retail. So the only way to get them is to download them, and it just seems sketchy.
It's not worth them the risk for them to do it. Like, right. There's nothing to really gain by having adult only content on Twitch.
Right. You can't run ads against it. And you just, yeah, somebody decides to be a copycat or something, and I don't know why they don't want that publicity. It's not a good thing. So I don't blame them. But we'll see. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that much. But there's very few AO games, you know?
Yeah, seems like that's really what I'm saying. Few. Like, I think that's a big part of it. Is like
even on Steam,
for these few games that there are, let's just not do that, and then we don't have to have the headaches,
right? Because I think it's not going to come up very often. I don't see any game that you would consider having any artistic merit, even if it's graphically violent or whatever, sexual in nature, or whatever. Probably not going to get an AO rating, but hey, what do I know? Here's one more question. B Game 2 asks, do you think that this could be the E3 where one of the key announcements will focus on the reduced pricing of digital games? Well, this isn't actually the question I wanted to ask.
Well, the answer to that is no.
Right. I knew that the answer was no. That was an easy. Thank you. Well, that wasn't even the one I wanted. Someone had another like similar question about E3, but, Was it like a price drop for he wanted to know if the main, I think, well, maybe we answered that one already. I feel we were getting price drops this year.
Yes.
From both?
Well, Microsoft might officially price drop to the 350 range.
But that's not still a big announcement.
No, that's not a big announcement. I don't know. Do you think they need a drop?
Who, Sony?
No, Microsoft.
They're kind of losing 2-1.
I know, but I like, are they okay at the 350? I don't see them changing the price. I don't.
What about throwing in a game?
They might throw in some more stuff.
What about throwing in Halo 5? Is that ever a possibility? If you're losing the console war, that seems like a good way to get back in it.
It does. I don't know. I don't know if they've would be that ballsy to pack in Halo.
But it's actually, you know what? It's not that ballsy when you think about it, because you think about DLC today and you think about the big push to buy maps, and really there's a lot of money that can come back to Microsoft by giving out, you know, packing in Halo. It's not like, hey, we're giving out a $60 value and there's just no chance of any money coming back to us. People buy map packs, especially if you get given the game for free. You're thinking, hey, fuck it, I got the game for free. I'll buy the season pass or whatever thing they're trying to shove up my ass. I don't know. I think it's a good strategy. But I think that these companies, they're kind of risk averse. They don't want to, nobody wants to be the guy that, like, hey, we packed in Halo 5 for free and our sales like took a huge nosedive, or our revenue took a huge nosedive. I don't know. But I think it's a good strategy. I think they should do that with, you know, the Forza too. I think they should make Forza free to play. Maybe not free to play. But they should make a free-to-play version. And actually, it should actually come out when they announce it.
I don't know. They might drop the price. I just don't. I mean, there's been a lot of like gift cards and stuff like that. So that's usually a sign that a price drop is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to be like to $300.
Or a bundle.
Yeah.
It just means they need to get rid of boxes because there's new boxes coming.
Right. Which, if there's a new controller coming, that means that could be the reason for getting rid of the old boxes. Yep,
absolutely.
So there might not be a price drop there.
Not an exciting announcement, by the way.
No, like that's not gonna get people off their seats and cheering. No. If that's like part of that doesn't even seem like that's part of the press conference to me. That seems like it's one of the things that they just like throw out there in the aftermath of a press conference.
Yeah, even like if you gave out free controllers, people would be like, free controller,
right?
Unless you were a Wombat, of course, and then you'd be think it was the greatest fucking day of your life.
The PS4 is getting a price drop though, right? There's no doubt about that.
I guess. Or they could throw in a game. Well, they've been throwing in games for a while now.
They don't have any games left to throw in.
Right, they're running out. I guess, yeah. Or the Vita bundle? Can we see that Vita bundle?
That's not happening.
Why not?
That's never happened. Cool. The Vita is not happening anymore.
There's like a super dock that connects. It combines to form Devastator.
I don't even think they're... The Vita will not be talked about hardly at all during their press conference.
Don't say the V word.
It'll be a little montage, and that will be it.
Yeah.
They can't sell them. So they're not going to stick them in. It doesn't add any value. Like, it's not like somebody's going to go buy a PS4 because now it comes with a Vita.
Right. I think you're probably right about that. Even if it was free. Free Vita.
Sure.
Free Vita. I mean, that's exciting. Free Vita. Friva. Frivita. Frivita. Let's see. At Akokonas asks, do you guys think an Xbox handheld would ever come to market? No. Windows Phone, baby. That's your Xbox handheld.
Oh, that and Surface.
Well, that's not... Is that a handheld? That's a tablet. That doesn't count.
It's portable. I think that there was an opportunity for them back in the 360 days with Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
I thought if they could have brought those games over to a mobile platform, that would have been neat.
Mm-hmm.
But... There's not a market for it.
No.
I mean, it's not going to be... You have to ask developers to make full retail games for this thing. And then it's just porting over indie games, basically. And if you want that, the Vita's perfect for it.
Yeah. I don't think... Yeah. I'm sure they saw how the Vita did and they were like, no... I don't think that Microsoft thinks that, hey, we can do such a better job. I mean, they probably think they could do a little bit of a better job, but that's not enough. There's no market. All right. That's enough for now. I don't want Wombat to feel jealous when he sees how long we went. All right. Well, thank you for listening. I'll remind everybody to follow us on Twitter @CheapED, @NewWombat, @Shipwreck, and @VideoGameDeals. And of course, big thanks to our friends at Newegg.com. Check it out. Check it out. Buy something.
I may.
Yeah.
I need to buy some stuff for my basement.
What do you need?
All kinds of stuff.
Stuff? Projector stuff?
I have the projector stuff already. I need... cables and doodads.
Interesting.
Maybe some PC components.
Very good. Well, keep us in the loop, Ship, and we will see you next week.
Bread's still done.
Astro Arcade, the professional video game system that gives you 4-player capability, 3 built-in games, a calculator, and these new cartridges, coloring book with light pen. Even the young can make beautiful pictures. The wizard has a dungeon of surprises for you. And if you're still hungry for excitement, how about the munchie game? Astro Arcade, the home entertainment sensation that's a personal computer, too.